we're speaking with Yvette Janine Jackson about her new installation at Wave Farm, in the woods at Wave Farm. You want to tell us what is it called?
It's called Underground Codes, and it's a companion piece to Destination Freedom. So together, they make up one composite installation.
And tell listeners what Destination Freedom is, or was, or still right. is.
Yeah, so Destination Freedom started as an electroacoustic composition that was initially for, I think, 8 channels, which was presented at Audiorama in Stockholm around 2017. And since then, there's been different iterations of it. But it's basically an expansion of an earlier piece called Swan, which is told in 3 scenes. So the first scene, the listeners are placed in the hold of a cargo ship that's transporting Africans to the Americas. The second scene is kind of this disorienting transit. And then the third scene is this cathartic release into space. And so that was the original piece, and Underground Codes responds to that piece, but it's also very site specific and informed by my trip to Wave Farm in March of 2022.
And so how is it site specific? What do listeners or viewers see and hear as they approach it?
Sure. Well, when I was initially thinking about this idea, I think I had Galen Joseph Hunter and I had spoken around 2020 about this idea of an installation. And so an album version of Destination Freedom had just come out, and it at the time made sense to kind of do a response to this as an installation. And so when I came here to visit, over a year after starting this project, things that stood out to me were just kind of thinking about what it would be like to experience a sound installation, in the middle of the woods. A lot of my pieces have been composed for concert halls or theaters where the audience is surrounded by multiple speakers. But what does it mean to have, these two white cowls that are emerging from the ground and emitting sounds?
And a cowl is a thing that you would see on a ship?
Yeah, it's kind of like a giant horn, in this case, emerging from the earth. And each cowl, so there's one cowl that has Destination Freedom and the other that has Underground Codes. And together, these soundscapes are overlapping and kind of interacting, and there are these moments that kind of seem like a call and response between them. And then also, I think it's unique, or not necessarily unique, but part of the experience is hearing it with the birds. And there's moments where, outside, external to the soundscape, the trees are blowing in the wind, or you get the creaks of the trees, but there's also like creaks from trees inside of the soundscape as well.
And you approach it, and it's you see like these ship parts, and it's partially from Destination Freedom with on a ship, but here it's not on a ship, but use the word underground, which is also tied into the long historical journey of those Africans on those ships.
Yeah, so for part of the title, Underground Codes, and codes is parenthetical, for me as a composer, I usually prepare each piece with a series of storyboards. So for Destination Freedom, I mentioned those 3 scenes, but for Underground Codes, I was thinking of the first scene, like literally underground, then above ground, and then, transmitting to the stars. So really it is kind of a message from the earth to the skies. I've already had some questions about the meaning of Underground Codes, and my installations and compositions, usually I don't, I'm not really interested in telling someone what the meaning is, but I do think that people bring to each piece their own experiences and, you know, pre-existing knowledge to make meaning of it. And I think in the context of the woods, you know, as soon as you begin hiking up the trail towards the location of the cowls, it begins to make sense. And, you know, each person will have a different meaning from that.
Yeah, to me, my individual, like walking up the hill, you kind of are looking underground in a way, like you're facing straight into the incline, which is which, you know, points you under the ground.
Right. Yeah. I mean, and so, I like the idea of these sounds. Basically, there's a, I'm going to call it a poem. You can maybe put that in quotation, air quotes. There's a poem that accompanies the piece on the signage there. But I'll kind of paraphrase it, which is essentially what the poem is saying is that the earth, or the earth planet, as I call it, you know, holds the truth. Because, I mean, there's also, you know, especially in the past 2 years, but throughout history have been just kind of different interpretations of what is true and what has happened. And so part of the piece is this idea of the earth is the archivist of the truth and is emitting it through these sounds. And it was also partially, you know, I mentioned my site visit in March being part of informing this piece, but also spending time in the library here. There's a book on the history of Greene County. And so just thinking about what has been documented from this area and how we record history and how that changes.
And history, of course, is everything underground is history. It's like a record of the long history of the earth.
Exactly. I mean, humans may argue over, you know, what is true and what happened and how it happened, but I think, you know, the earth holds those records.
I wanted to ask about one more thing that you mentioned before that I sounded fascinating to me was that when you do audio pieces, you storyboard them. So you really visualize the sounds that you're composing.
Yes. I mean, my storyboards aren't that, I wouldn't hang them. Well, maybe I would hang them in a museum or gallery, but, The storyboards are mostly meant to guide me since I'm working with a variety of source materials. So I use field recordings and, you know, there's synthesis, both analog and digital, and, you know, Foley and, you know, sampled excerpts of various ensembles that I have. And so to help me organize, since I'm not using, you know, necessarily rooted in traditional musical structures, I use the storyboard just to help guide the emotional contour. But it's really, you know, not as important for the listener to know this, but just to help me make whatever I'm working with seem coherent in some way.
And I guess really all compositions, or most compositions, are kind of storyboarded, but on, like, with notes. But are you storyboarding with symbols or with ideas or
a combination of images? I'm really into triptychs, so you know I usually have three panels. I mean, you can think of it as beginning, middle, end, act one, act two, act three. You know, exposition, development, recapitulation, whatever language you want to use, and sometimes I think in those ways simultaneously. As I'm developing things. But at the same time, I also, while editing or while composing, may let go of those ideas and just let my ear guide whatever's happening.
And so this piece has started as a composition. It was released as an album. Does it have and now it's an installation out in the woods. Does it have other lives?
Well, so far Well, Destination Freedom exists in many forms. So there's an album that was produced by the Friedman Gallery that's available on Bandcamp and as vinyl. There are concert presentations, which can range, depending on the venue, from a stereo to 8-channel is the ideal presentation to I did a variation of it for 138 speakers. for the Cube at Virginia Tech a couple of years ago. I think that was 2018. And then Underground Codes, this is the first iteration of it. And I've been thinking about how the, you know, the soundscape, how it feels, how it has meaning on its own, but also what it means in the context of experiencing it alongside Destination Freedom, and the birds and the winds and everything. And, you know, even the people listening who, by the time you hike up, you may or may not be out of breath, like that's all a part of it.
All right. Is there anything else you want to tell listeners or potential viewers about Underground Codes and Destination Freedom?
I'm always open. You know, you can reach me through my website, which is yvettejackson.com. I'm always curious to hear what people, you know, think and feel when experiencing these pieces.
All right. Thank you very much for talking about this today.
All right. Thank you.
Next, let's listen to Yvette Janine Jackson's Underground Codes, the new installation in the woods at Wave Farm. Thank you.